Greetings in Christ. I'm Pastor Lucas Woodford. The New Testament reading for today is from Galatians chapter 5, verses 1 to 26. The Apostle Paul writes, "For freedom Christ has set us free. Stand firm, therefore, and do not submit again to a yoke of slavery. Look, I, Paul, say to you that if you accept circumcision, Christ will be of no advantage to you. I testify again to every man who accepts circumcision that he is obligated to keep the whole law, for you are severed from Christ. You who would be justified by the law, you have fallen away from grace. For through the Spirit, by faith, we ourselves eagerly wait for the hope of righteousness. For in Christ Jesus, neither circumcision nor uncircumcision counts for anything, but only faith working through love. You are running well. Who hindered you from obeying the truth? This persuasion is not from him who calls you. A little leaven leavens the whole lump. I have confidence in the Lord that you will take no other view, and the one who is troubling you will bear the penalty, whoever he is. But if I, brother, still preach circumcision, why am I still being persecuted? In that case, the offense of the cross has been removed. I wish those who unsettle you would emasculate themselves. For you are called to freedom, brothers. Only do not use your freedom as an opportunity for the flesh, but through love serve one another. For the whole law is fulfilled in one word, you shall love your neighbor as yourself. But if you bite and devour one another, watch out that you are not consumed by one another. But I say, walk by the Spirit, and you will not gratify the desires of the flesh. For the desires of the flesh are against the Spirit, and the desires of the Spirit are against the flesh. For these are opposed to each other, to keep you from doing the things you want to do. But if you are led by the Spirit, you are not under the law. Now the works of the flesh are evident: sexual immorality, impurity, sensuality, idolatry, sorcery, enmity, strife, jealousy, fits of anger, rivalries, dissensions, divisions, envy, drunkenness, orgies, and things like these. I warn you, as I warned you before, that those who do such things will not inherit the kingdom of God. But the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, self-control. Against such things there is no law. And those who belong to Christ Jesus have crucified the flesh with its passions and desires. If we live by the Spirit, let us also keep in step with the Spirit. Let us not become conceited, provoking one another, envying one another. O Lord, have mercy on us. Thanks be to God." In many and various ways, God spoke to His people of old by the prophets, but now in these last days, He has spoken to us by His Son. Paul offers the readers of Galatians chapter 5 tremendous comfort and profound instruction for the Christian life. That first verse sets the tone for the chapter. "For freedom Christ has set us free. Stand firm, therefore, and do not submit again to a yoke of slavery." Now, to be called a slave is not a desirable thing. Paul uses the yoke of slavery to convey what it is to be in bondage. Be that bondage to our fallen human nature, bondage to the law, bondage to death, or bondage to God's wrath. If you are in bondage, you are a slave. Your life is controlled by someone or something else. You're not free to be as you are created to be. Your life is limited. Your conscience is constrained and your body is bound. You are a slave, bound to sin, chained to God's wrath, shackled to death. True, there may be no visible chains that shackle you right now, nor any physical bars that imprison you, but as a slave to sin, there is a spiritual weakness that traps you. There are patterns of behavior that ensnare you, and of course there's a wicked slave master who deceives you. Left to ourselves, we are slaves to sin. There are slaves who sit next to you, those enslaved to the bank, to their boss, or to the pursuit of beauty. People are enslaved to pornography, to drugs, to alcohol. There are slaves living in your own family, shackled to schedules, bound to ambitions, and imprisoned to accomplishments. And of course, the slave closest to you is the one you see every day in the mirror. To be sure, the wicked slave master himself is lurking behind every evil desire, every wicked thought, and every immoral behavior. The devil is working overtime to destroy your life and to damn your soul to hell. He's cruel and unyielding, shouting lies into your ears, shoving shame into your face, and grinding guilt into your conscience. He'll try to make you believe you're a worthless piece of garbage, that you have to do more and try harder for anyone, even God himself, to accept you, much less love you. But as Paul told the Galatians, the law cannot save. It only constrains and condemns. So don't flee to the law. That only enslaves you all the more. That's why Paul declares, for freedom Christ has set you free. Stand firm, therefore. Do not submit again to a yoke of slavery. Jesus endured the cross to set you free. Crucified, dead, and buried, Satan thought he had won, but 3 days later, Jesus stood victorious. The wicked slave master was decisively defeated. Jesus had come to right wrongs, inaugurate justice, and free the oppressed. Yet in order to free those who were captive to death, Jesus had to become a captive of it himself. To liberate those enslaved to God's wrath, Jesus had to suffer it in your place. And in order to break the bonds of sin, Jesus had to crucify the sin of the whole world in his body. Then, at the empty tomb, the fullness of the gospel was revealed, and the good news of the gospel exploded upon the earth. Jesus Christ rose from the dead. He's destroyed death's hold on you. You are no longer a slave to sin. You are no longer in bondage to wrath and eternal death. Jesus has freed you. He's redeemed you. His holiness now cleanses you. His righteousness now covers you. His resurrection now rescues you. And his Holy Spirit now leads you. As Jesus stood for you then, he stands for you now. He fights for you still today. He baptizes you and sends his Holy Spirit into you, and by it he fights for you, with you, right beside you, and unites you to his death and resurrection, that you might walk by his Spirit and love your neighbor as yourself. And if Christ Jesus stands for you, who can stand against you? Therefore stand firm, says Paul, because Christ has set you free. Amen. Let us pray. Merciful God, for freedom you have set us free through Christ's liberating death and resurrection. In this freedom, teach us to live in the fruit of the Spirit given us in our baptism, that we may bear in our bodies the fulfillment of the law as we love our neighbors as ourselves, through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen.